In this podcast, I'd like to talk to you about what you should focus on when you go to the pool to do your practice time. Now, one extreme that we want to avoid is going to the pool and wanting to accomplish everything. So, especially after a initial workshop or lesson series experience, you've got this long list of things you want to work on, and there could be some impatience. There can be some overwhelming feelings about all this, thinking, well, I've got all these things and I want swimming to feel better and I want it to be faster. I want it all now. And that's going to really cause you a lot of problems. So maybe we need to resist this tendency in our modern culture to want to have things fast and have them, you know, everything fall into place, things come easily. You know, again, we're falling in love with a process, and actually the more things that we have to work on means that process is distributed out over a longer period of time, which means we have fuel, we have more fuel for extending our journey, our interesting, engaging, compelling journey, the thing that actually keeps us occupied and interested in the water. If you got good at everything so quickly and you ran out of stuff to work on your list, swimming would get boring, quite frankly. So the paradox here is that the more things that you have to work on, the more fuel you have for your entertainment in the pool, okay? So please, I know it's strange. If I look you in the eye and you think you're not a great swimmer and you've got all this stuff to do, I'm like, you don't realize how rich you are, how wealthy you are in the things to occupy your mind. Now, the challenge for you is just to stay organized and somewhat sequential in how you go about working on those things. And once you have a grid, once you have a map for work on these things, kind of then emphasize those things, and then after that, then emphasize those things. If you have that map, then your journey can be very satisfying. And one little project and a breakthrough that happens on that, and that gives you satisfaction. And it's like, all right, now it's time to add the next piece to this. And then you work on that and you make a breakthrough, and then there's more satisfaction. So it just goes on and on. Listen, I've been practicing total immersion for 78, coming up on 18 years here, and honestly, I just keep discovering new things, and I like to see there's many levels to heaven. You break through and kind of bring things together on a certain level, and it gets better, and you're like, wow, this is awesome. And then, you know, you like settle into that, and you enjoy it, and you're going along, and then your curiosity grabs onto something else, and you start working on that, and you get another breakthrough, and like, oh, that's really cool, and it gets better. And really, it does. It gets better and better. I'm not lying, I'm not faking, and I'm not exaggerating that my swimming is getting more enjoyable as I go along. So there's other attitudes and perspectives that combine with that, not just the skill itself, but as those attitudes, those perspectives get more mature and more sink in deeper into your mind, they alter the way you view life, then yeah, things get better and better. So anyways, back to the original thought. I want to encourage you to be very intentional when you go to the pool about what you're going to work on that day. So the extreme, like I mentioned, we don't want to do is, I'm going to work on everything. that's not going to work. What you need to do is you need to just have a general thought and then a very specific one inside of that. So it could be like, hey, today I need to learn how to just relax into this faster tempo I need to just make that faster tempo feel comfortable. Or it could be, I need to work on becoming stronger at this particular stroke count that I'm working with. Or I need to become more resilient, stronger in this synchronization point that I'm working on. I really want to work on relaxing my neck and not having it so stiff or feeling sore. So it could be something very specific like that. And I do, it's not a rule, and you certainly could work on 2, 3, 4 things in a practice, like 4 different tasks, 4 different projects. You could, but I think there's a good case for just going to the pool and saying, I'm going to work on one thing and work on it really well, and maybe work on it in 1 or 2 different ways, but still you're going to work on the same thing in that practice time. So for instance, if you wanted to work on your 2-beat kick, you go in there and you do some warm up and get your body loosened up for the day, and you would do some drills and just kind of tune things up, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to do 1 set focused on the 2-beat kick, and then I'm going to do a 2nd set. The first set I'm going to do intervals, and I'm going to do this, and the 2nd set I'm going to do a continuous swim and just see what it feels like to integrate this kick, and I'm going to do a soft one and a medium one and a more forceful one at different tempos. And so you're taking the same skill and you're working on it in a couple different ways during that practice, just being very intentional about it. I'll do practice sets often. I'm, you know, when I'm doing distance training, I'm in there and I'm focused on doing longer intervals. I do continuous swimming with active rest in between those longer intervals. So like I'll do a 200 freestyle at a certain tempo, race tempo, and then I'll click over, ignore the tempo trainer for a 50 and do backstroke. And I'll go back and forth like that, you know, 8, 10, 12 times. So you can get in the pool and you can be very, see, that one set right there could take up anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 yards, but I'm working on one thing and my mind is shifting every 250 yards. And I may pick a different focal point, but it's the same project that I'm working on. So I want to encourage you in that direction as well to choose what is it that you want for that day, and then set up your activities to serve that particular intention. So the main thing we're guarding against is trying to do too many things at once and being impatient or being overwhelmed. So in general, it's better to pick one thing and do it really well and stimulate that particular circuit in the brain to a point of nice exhaustion, tiredness, and then let it rest for the day. And then that recovery time, the rest, the sleep, all that is going to help the brain do its little recovery and strengthening of that circuit. Let's say you come back for the next practice and you could choose to work on that same thing again, or you could work on a different project. So over the course of the week, you could have like 2 different skill projects and alternate back and forth, or you could have 1 main skill project and you could hit that 2, 3, 4 times during the course of the week and really get a lot of consistent stimulation for that particular skill. And I think that kind of concentration for a week or 2 weeks is going to do more for helping you integrate the skill than if you try to do 3 or 4 skill projects and then you just kind of alternated a lot during a practice and then alternated frequently over the course of a week or 2 weeks. Do fewer things and do them better. It's basically the underlying strategy here. All right? So I just want to encourage you. Go to the pool, make a decision of what you want to do. Have your activities designed for that particular purpose, that particular skill, those particular focal points for that skill, and let that kind of fill your attention and your time. Now, I've talked about this before, but you're also obviously going to be open to what information comes to you on that particular day. So you go in with an intention, but the feedback you get from your body and your mind and the environment that you're swimming in is allowed to alter your plan. But when you take in the new information and you say, wait, maybe I should do this instead of that, then if you're going to make a change, just be intentional about your change. Just say, all right, this information encourages me to make this, and then make your best decision and then go for it. Become intentional about the new direction. So try to avoid, and just being wishy-washy or uncertain or insecure about the decision. Because, I mean, come on, it's practice time and it's experimentation. And just make your decision, follow the plan, and then take notes on what you experienced and what went on. Maybe it wasn't the best. Maybe you should have done the first thing instead of the second thing. But really, what's to lose? So go back and say, hey, I should have actually stuck with my original intention because of this and this and this. And then add that to your database of self-knowledge and make a better decision next time. Okay? All right. So be intentional and enjoy having your mind occupied with that intention and your activities all aligned with that intention. And that's a setup to make your practice time not only more effective, but more satisfying as well. All right, I hope that is helpful to some of you out there. All right, talk to you later.